It's very easy to be caught up in all the drama of the Epiphany Gospel that we just heard. Herod, who has manipulated and murdered his way to being named king of Judah, finds out that there might be another claimant to his throne. And the text says tellingly that he and all of Jerusalem with him are frightened. And imagine the fear of the people in the capital city at the thought of another bloody episode in a battle amongst kings. And indeed, we know that that is what happens in terms of the murder of the holy innocents. And it is easy because it takes time to lay out the drama, to explain it, that we get caught up in this. And even if we pull back a little from the reading and remind ourselves that in the two big feasts of Christmas following Christmas Day, Holy Innocents, where the murder of the children is remembered, and Epiphany, which brings the Christmas season to a close, we realize that two very common responses to the Word made flesh are a murderous rage or adoration. And we get caught up thinking about all of the rages that we might have or might see in the world around us. It's easy to get caught up in the drama. But this is Epiphany. And Epiphany means a manifestation. Specifically a manifestation of God. A manifestation of the divine. And so one of the promises in Epiphany is that God will show up. And that God will show up in anxious, tense times. God will show up even when Herod and all of Jerusalem is frightened. God will show up when we're frightened, when we're tense. The world, for many of us, feels particularly unstable. It's an election year, and that brings its own drama and chaos along with it, not the least of which are all the political ads that we're already starting to see, and it will only get worse. There are a lot of things going on, climate change and other issues that make us anxious and tense in this time. And it is important for us to remember that God still shows up, that Epiphany still happens, that we can spot sight of God in this, our own anxious and tense time. And the story gives us some ideas, some hints about where to look. The first thing we notice in this story is that God is so interested in showing up for people, for the whole world, that God is so interested in the news of the Word made flesh being shared, that God appears to shepherds at the bottom of the social barrel in Israel, all the way up to astrologer wisdom figures from Persia of a completely different religion. And that is important. It is important for us to remember that when God shows up, and particularly in anxious and tense times, sometimes we'll hear the word from a place we don't expect, or a person we don't expect, or even from wisdom that is not our own. God shows up wherever God wants to show up. That's part of the job description of God. You get to show up wherever you want. And God will show up. And God will show up in tense times. And God will show up in our anxious times. God will show up when we're worried. But sometimes God will show up in places, in corners, in voices, in people that we don't expect. And we're encouraged to pay attention, to listen, to watch, to see what God is doing, to expect that God is up to something, because God is always up to something, and to look for it, even in places we wouldn't normally look. That is important. The other thing that is important and easy to lose track of is that the Magi were filled with joy when they saw the star stop, and they went in and they saw Jesus and they knelt down and paid him homage. One of the things that it is easiest to lose in anxious and tense times is the sense of awe and wonder. It's very easy to lose our sense of awe and wonder when we're nervous, when we're worried, when things feel out of control. The sense of awe and wonder lifts our vision and connects us to something bigger than ourselves. And that connecting to something bigger than ourselves is not just an idea in our head, but it's also a feeling in our heart and the use of our bodies. Throughout the year, I have us do things that, from a strictly intellectual point of view, don't matter. But they matter to hearts and eyeballs and bodies. It matters that a little child comes and puts the Christ figure in the creche on Christmas. It matters that the youth carry in the Magi on Epiphany. It matters that we go out and bless doors in a silly and funny way. It matters that we carry around umbrellas inside on big feasts. It matters that we'll bless candles on Candlemas and that we'll have a throat blessing on February 3rd in commemoration of St. Blaise. All of those things matter not only for whatever intellectual sense you may make of them, but because they ask us to bring our bodies and our hearts and our prayers into the church and connect them to things that are playful and joyful and awe-inspiring. That's crucial. It's crucial that we do those things for our own spirituality as ways to remind ourselves to be happy, to be joyful, to not lose the sense of awe. That sense of awe is important. The Magi were overjoyed and they knelt down and paid him homage. That sense of awe is so easily lost in anxious times. Finally, the text says that they were warned in a dream and they went home by another road. And that's the hard part. As my father used to say about preachers when they got to the hard part, he's quit preaching and gone to meddling. Hey, God meddles. And one of the things that God will do when God decides to show up, when God decides that you should have an epiphany, God will show up in places you don't expect. God will show up through your eyes and hearts and ears trained by awe and joy, and God will send you on a different path. You might have to go home a different way. Where you're headed may change when God shows up. and especially in anxious times. God might do that. God might show up and say, go this way, or go that way. I know you thought you were going there, but go there. God does that. And that, too, is an epiphany, a manifestation of the divine. The world is anxious and tense right now for all kinds of reasons. The nation is divided right now for all kinds of reasons. And it is in this time of anxiety and division and tension that we specifically need to bring our spiritual practice to bear. To remind ourselves and others that God may speak from places and people that we don't expect. To remind ourselves and others not to lose sight of awe and joy. And to remind ourselves and others that God might send us home by a different road. That's what happens, these things. This is what spiritual people do in anxious times. Because in anxious times, God shows up.